More college graduates means a stronger economy.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
Good morning from APM, American Public Media in Los Angeles. I'm Adrienne Hill. The U.S. has reached a major education milestone. For the first time ever, more than 30% of U.S. adults have a college degree. Back in 1998, less than a quarter of the population had graduated. For more, we've called up Anthony Carnevale. He heads up the Center on Education and the Workforce at Georgetown University. Good morning.
Good morning.
So why is the number of people with college degrees going up?
The demand for college has been rising since the 1980s. In fact, college has become pretty much the express ticket to the middle class and one of the only guarantees. More than 60% of the jobs in the American economy now require some level of education after high school, and a good 40% of them require a bachelor's degree or better.
Now, what's it mean for the economy that more people are getting these bachelor's degrees?
It's very good news for the economy. That is, people with higher levels of education are more productive. That's very clear, especially when they work in collaboration with flexible technology. In these times, that means our old friend the computer hooked up to all sorts of other technologies.
Do we have enough high-skilled jobs in this country for all these new grads?
Yes, we do. The demand for college graduates has been rising at about 3% a year since 1982, but our production of these graduates has only been rising by about 1%.
So is one bachelor's degree as good as the next?
In the final analysis, what you make and whether you can get a job depends on what you take. If you get a BA in petroleum engineering, you'll be the most highly paid and most sought after degree holder in the current economy. If you get a degree in counseling, social work, you'll make roughly a third of that, and your unemployment rate is going to be substantially higher. Will be 6 or 7% for some time to come.
Georgetown's Anthony Carnevale, thanks.
Thank you.
Now to a state that lags in college graduates, Michigan. We're there taking a look at the real economy and how it's shaping the way folks will vote in Tuesday's primary. Coming up, we'll take a closer look at the role union politics are playing. But first, we've got Marketplace's Jeremy Hobson with us from Michigan Radio in Ann Arbor. Good morning, Jeremy.
Good morning.
So the primary is next Tuesday. What did you learn about how the economy is affecting the election?
Well, it's a very mixed picture here. We just spent time in two very different parts of the Detroit area, one very wealthy, one not wealthy at all, and people's views of the economy are different. But one of the people that we talked to in Grosse Pointe, which is a fancy suburb, a guy named Fred Satterland, he deals in auto parts supplies, and so he was helped by the auto bailout a few years ago, and here's what he had to say about that.
Bailing out the car companies was a good thing. You can always argue about who got the short end of that deal and who got better off.
But the interesting thing, Adrian, is he's not going to vote for President Obama. He plans to vote next Tuesday for Rick Santorum.
So, Jeremy, it's not just bailout politics there. How else is the economy affecting Michigan voters?
Well, we've been talking about a comeback that some are seeing in the auto industry. GM just reported some big profits. People are looking. They're saying the auto companies, they're back on their feet again. But the fact is that even as the unemployment rate here has dropped from a 14% peak down to about 9%, some look at that and say that's not because all those people got jobs. It's because many of them have left the state. They've gone to other places, perhaps Texas, where they can get jobs. And the other thing is, Adrienne, I talked to you the other day about the fact that there's a surplus right now in the state of Michigan,
right,
and that the governor is, even though he had made big cuts in education, is going to put some of that money back. Well, after that was on the radio, we got a call from a local school official here in Michigan who said, well, that's true. He's putting some money back, but it's not nearly as much as he took away. So still many people starting from a much lower point than they were just 5 years ago in Michigan.
Fascinating. Marketplace's Jeremy Hobson. Thanks.
Thank you.
Now let's do the numbers. The S&P is up 0.2% this morning. The NASDAQ is up just about 0.1%. The Dow is just about flat right now. It's down 4 points at 12,980. Sales of new homes fell in January after 4 months of increases.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Allianz, providing solutions to help grow and protect retirement income through its affiliated companies in the U.S., AllianzUSA.com. And by Constant Contact, celebrating the launch of Social Campaigns, a brand new social media marketing tool. Learn more at ConstantContact.com.
Now, back to the Michigan primary. Mitt Romney and Rick Santorum are currently leading in the polls. It's close. Romney's strategy for winning votes includes playing up his Michigan roots and pushing hard for a law that would get rid of mandatory union membership. Michigan Radio's Jennifer Guerra reports.
By now, you've probably heard how much Mitt Romney loves Michigan. The trees, the lakes, the cars. But the state's current labor laws? Not so much. Here's Romney at a recent campaign stop in Michigan.
My view is every person in America ought to have the right to choose whether to join a union or not. And so I'm in favor of right-to-work legislation.
So-called right-to-work laws would allow union workers to opt out of joining a union and paying dues. Romney has been making it a big talking point as he campaigns across Michigan. Republican State Representative Mike Shirky could not be happier with the timing.
The fact that Governor Romney has chosen to make this a key part of his message in Michigan is awesome for us.
Shirky plans to introduce a right-to-work bill to the Michigan legislature soon. 23 states have already passed similar laws. Shirky says a right-to-work law will bring more investment to Michigan. Opponents say it's flat-out union-busting. Michigan's Republican Governor Rick Snyder, who endorsed Romney, calls the whole right-to-work debate divisive. He says focusing on fixing the economy is more important. In Ann Arbor, I'm Jennifer Guerra for Marketplace.
And finally, looking for a few extra dollars, or maybe a few extra hundreds of thousands of dollars? There's always the pawn shop. According to Reuters, pawn shops that cater to the wealthy have started taking wine as collateral. And no, we're not talking Yellowtail Merlot or Two-Buck Chuck. I can guess how much I'd get for that. Instead, pawn shops are paying out for cases of Chateau de Kim and Chateau Margaux. In Los Angeles, I'm Adrienne Hill. This is the Marketplace Morning Report. This is APM, American Public Media.
On the list of Oscar-nominated films this year is an animated short made not in Hollywood, but down in the bayou.
You can't throw a rock in California without hitting an animator, you know, or somebody else kind of in that field. And I don't think we're there yet.
I'm Kai Rizdal. Can Louisiana make it in the animation business? That story next time on Marketplace from APM.